Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Gunmen from the Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group Al-Shabaab slaughtered 148 people when they stormed the Garissa University College campus in eastern Kenya. The campus is situated a mere 90 miles from Somalia, Al-Shabaab's home base. Security forces called in specialized units, which arrived and rescued more than 500 students before fatally shooting the attackers. The Kenyan military said it has bombed two Al-Shabaab camps in Somalia in response to the Garissa University College massacre. In addition to the four terrorists killed by security forces, the Kenyan Interior Ministry said five suspects had been detained, some while trying to flee to Somalia. The United States condemns in the strongest terms possible the terrorist attack in eastern Kenya and urges people of all faiths to come together in peace to defeat violent extremism. The United States is providing assistance to the Kenyan government and civil society and will continue to partner with them as well as with others in the region to take on the terrorist group Al-Shabaab. Kenya has struggled to stop the flow of Al-Shabaab militants and weapons across its 700-kilometer border with Somalia. Since 2013, Al-Shabaab militants have killed more than 400 people in Kenya, including the massacre in Nairobi's Westgate Mall that killed more than 60 people. The Kenyan government is offering a $220,000 reward for an Al-Shabaab member thought to be behind the attacks. Mohamed Kuno is already on the government watch list. He is suspected of being Al-Shabaab's chief for external operations against Kenya. The United States stands resolutely with the government and people of Kenya in the effort to end the scourge of terrorism. The attack once again reinforces the need for all countries and communities to unite in the effort to combat violent extremism.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.